authors of the new report, Breast Cancer and the Environment, A Life Course Approach, acknowledge that the environment they refer to is more narrowly defined than people might assume. They say it is not the pollutants in the air and water that women should worry about most when it comes to cancer risk.
A lot of it is what we may not typically think of as environment, but it's our most important environment. What we eat, how much weight we gain, and that's a cause of eat, exercise, avoiding radiations, things that we've known for a long time contribute to breast cancer risk.
Dr. Kathy Hazel-Sauer is one of the co-authors of the report published by the Federally Chartered Institute of Medicine in Washington. She says weight and obesity matter because fat cells produce estrogen, and that hormone fuels the growth of most breast cancers. The report's authors say it urges new measures to protect women from one of the most common types of cancers affecting women.
So there's a call for action to really put into practice to do things that we know will help. So one of those things are to minimize radiation exposure, especially for adolescents and when the breast is developing.
This report was devoid of any call to action, was devoid of anything new.
Laura Anderko is a public health scientist at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. She says the report's narrow definition of the term environment is misleading.
To suggest that drinking alcohol and obesity are environmental risk factors, I think really misinforms people and confuses people and creates an idea that there is an individual responsibility to why people get cancer. For people who have suffered from breast cancer or family members or loved ones, it's frustrating and confusing and creates a sense of hopelessness.
Anderko wishes the report had been more robust and provocative and targeted government and industry roles in reducing women's breast cancer risks. But Dr. Hazel-Sauer stands by the report's conclusions.
I've taught about cancer epidemiology and cancer research for many years, and one of the risk factors, and I would teach, one of the risk factors and one of the environmental exposures is our diet.
Critics of the report say it is a missed opportunity to urge stricter standards for testing new chemicals and regulating environmental pollutants that could pose significant breast cancer risks. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.